Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Company.
One more thing.
151, wrapping up the week here on Domino and Cellini. Moynihan and Chuck Oliver together today. Matt Chernoff taking the day off. In the meantime, one more thing. Brought to you by Oxendine Law. Had enough at home, can't take one more thing. OXLawFirm.com would be the place to go.
Why doesn't Tom Brady have one more Super Bowl? In part because of this.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Oh my God. This ball's thrown and Tyree just goes up for it like a basketball player. Harrison trying to knock it down.
Pressing it against his helmet as he goes to the ground.
There are so many things to unpack on that play that cost the Patriots essentially an undefeated season. How Eli got out of that situation, a guy that can't escape anything.
And they might have blown the whistle these days with the don't hurt the quarterback, his forward progress.
And then Tyree, somehow the ball sticks to his helmet like that.
And it would have been, if it was reviewable, it would have been good catch. Like, that's the good news is. You don't sit there going, one of the reasons we need a review is because of that play. No, that they actually got it right. That was an actual a catch.
The ball never touches the ground.
And Eli Manning has two, and probably, even though his record... Is Eli Manning 30 games over 500? My guess is he isn't.
He might not be. And even in the second Super Bowl victory over the Patriots, that throw to Manningham that he makes, that's an absurd throw down the sidelines.
I don't know what the criteria is. Two Super Bowls playing in New York, your last name is Manning. I think you go into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if that would be C. Kenny Stabler or a few other people. I don't think he's 30 games over 500 for his career. Now, Joe Namath, the king of the not being 30 games over 500.
But I guarantee a Super Bowl victory.
Joe.
How you doing, Domino?
Doing well, bro.
Nice average, man, huh?
Yeah. Joe Willie. Here's the other one I did want to play. This was Anthony Recker, former Atlanta Brave, on the MLB Network. Handsome son of a gun.
That he is.
Yeah. Who, by the way, turned into you where he basically fat-shamed somebody.
Alec Manoah, I love you, Alec. Just show me you're willing to put in a little more time in the gym and that you're going to be there consistently for a little bit longer. I still love you.
Manoah said, I may be a bigger guy in your eyes, but I'm better than you've ever been.
Oh, yeah. I'll read exactly what he said. Here's Alec Manoah. Hey, Anthony Recker. And by the way, he does the at Anthony Recker to let people know where you can go find him. Hey, at Anthony Recker, my job isn't to please you. You're an outsider. You don't know my work ethic. What I do in the gym is clearly work. Check the numbers. Sucks you can't say the same for yourself. Damn. Here's Marcus Stroman. What a clown you are, at Anthony Recker. Poo-poo take from a bum, a nobody who has accomplished nothing in life. Keep your mouth shut and stop talking down players. At Alec Manoah is one of the best pitchers in baseball. You talked on TV for a living because your game was trash. Damn.
Well, I guess he left no stone unturned there.
Would you like the answer?
Marcus Stroman.
From Anthony Recker.
Did he backtrack?
Hey, at Stro, I'm not interested in Twitter battles or spreading hate. My words on Alec on TV weren't indicative of how I feel about him or what I was truly trying to say. I made a mistake. Would love to get in touch with him personally to solve this. No need to make it worse.
Was there any other follow-up after that?
Well, whenever you go with no need to make it worse, there's a really good chance. I have not seen Marcus. Well, he did come back. All these people talking about Stroman. He may talk blank on social media, but he's on the mound. He brings his A-game every time. Wish he was still a Met. Marcus Stroman responds to that guy. Big facts. These guys are so in their own world.
Well, that's the problem that a lot of these guys are going to have as former players. Especially, we talked about this a couple of days ago, as color commentators in football. You're afraid to ruffle any feathers. And if you're afraid to ruffle feathers as a color commentator, then you're probably not going to be very good at your job. Your job is to call it like you see it, is it not?
Yeah, and you're right. He didn't use the word fat. He just talked about work ethic. Manoah has a right to say, you know, again, scoreboard, look at my numbers, look what I'm paid, look what people around me, I'm an all-star, what are you? Stroman went to the bum card. Like, he went to bum.
A couple of things to mention from around college football into the NFL. Todd Monken today, a very busy man. Second interview with the Baltimore Ravens. So I guess he's going all in. I'll leave, Kirby. I mean it.
He is playing this thing out. Just go back to Athens.
Talked to the Ravens last week, doing it again today. Todd Grantham, they say, was in the running, being considered at least to become the next defensive coordinator at Alabama. He has taken a job as a defensive assistant with the New Orleans Saints.
That's good news, isn't it?
It's great news if you're a Falcons fan.
Yeah, when was the last time Todd Grantham actually had a good defense or did something to make a defense good? Chuck, I'm gonna look over to you. When was the last year that Todd Grantham, who's gotten paid by a number of people, when was the last year that people unanimously thought, oh, yeah, that guy, he's good? Been a while, right? Am I crazy?
Maybe a couple of weeks at Mississippi State.
He had a 14-day run at Mississippi State that'll never be forgotten. Starkville still talks about it to this day.
I've forgotten about it.
But you're talking like 100% buy-in. So.
Yeah, like, wow, that guy, go get him.
But like Mickey Andrews, I don't know, decade and a half. So there is a window.
Yeah.
Like we bracketed it, okay? 2 weeks, 15 years.
Are we happy is with the Saints? Isn't that?
I don't think as a Falcons fan you mind much.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
If he's got horses, he's aggressive as hell. There you go.
As a Georgia fan, you wanted him to get the D.C. job at Alabama.
That you did.
Right. Yeah, that's what we had a consensus on that.
Yeah, but he can't hire Pruitt no more. They explored that. They ain't hiring Pruitt.
So
that was a real thing like a week ago.
Yeah, but remember, we also thought the same thing about you got to go to the commissioner. Pruitt's not going to pass the commissioner's test the way that Petrino did?
No.
Okay.
It's too soon.
Okay.
Because nothing's been settled.
All right.
In Knoxville yet. Things have to get settled before, I guess, you have to make a decision or can make a decision like that.
18, level one, allegations. Bruce Hagan would
absolutely. That's why you can't do it right now because nothing has been decided. You have to wait. So that's what's going on around college football. What do you think of the Dylan Short is here with us, as well as Chris Mooneyham and Chuck Oliver, the intervention, Dylan, for Tony Romo, or at least what was called an intervention.
Was maybe a little too late. Don't know if he decided that he wanted to listen to the intervention.
Going to send you to a place in Colorado. It's very nice. You can study film.
They're going to teach you to shut up.
30 days.
We're going to need for you to leave your phone with us, though.
They're going to teach you to let it breathe, what that means. No, he's... we were talking about this yesterday, where if Brady wants that job, Brady's going to be the top dog until he shows that he's not good. For what's worth, he'll probably... Annoyingly enough, he'll probably be outstanding at it because he doesn't seem to be bad at anything other, you know, that just one of those annoying say types it. Of people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his marriage.
I was. I decided I was going to take the
Ouch.
High road. They want to invite that karma.
I'm divorced, Chris, so I can say that. I'm allowed.
It's only two. I mean.
I think it's only one. He had.
Oh, yeah.
No, he just left the other one after the baby.
Yeah, well.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't think I can throw a stone here. I mean,
I don't know what happened there. None of us are perfect,
right,
especially me.
Yikes.
Yeah. My first lady referred to me as her current husband on vacation. Like, wait a minute. I think she was trying to draw, like, that there was a first husband, but there's a other way to phrase that. But she did say current husband.
Hmm. The clock may be ticking.
Hell, who knows?
So from what I understand,
it's ticking on all of us.
You and I, Chris, have the photo shoot. Every show has done a photo shoot today, and we're supposed to wear the red polos. From what I understand, Chuck, you refuse to put on the red polo.
That's not.
That's what I was told. That's why I'm going to you. I'm going directly to the source.
Why I side with Allen Iverson, all right? Why I side with a lot of folks, because... Okay. That is not at all how that happened. There was an email, apparently. Hoyt, did you get an email? Can you fill in some gaps? Because I haven't cared enough to go back and read it.
I didn't get one.
I got an email that I thought was just to the show that I'm on.
Lucky.
And that it said, wear something that says 680 and wear a polo. So I wore something that said 680, and you can see underneath, I'm... I have a polo on.
Oh,
it's not what they meant at all.
Oh,
and there was something about wear the red one, which I look like a blood clot. So, no, I'm not wearing the red one once I got here.
So if you skimmed it, yes, it says show host, bring a 680 polo and a button-up shirt and sports coat. That's for two shots.
Oh.
At the bottom, it says, I need to make sure you all have the same color polo.
I didn't
so let me know what color polo your show is
again,
deciding
from what
to
I
wear.
Understand.
So it could have been any color then.
It could, but we all responded to red. And
I didn't read that part. I didn't see that.
From what I understand, you were offered the opportunity to put on a red polo and you refused.
Okay. Now, that's true.
Okay.
But again, it was like a large, and I can, like an XL, you need something, you want to blouse it. You know, you don't need to be so obvious men have nipples too. All right, let's just, you don't want that bad look. So I didn't have that. I had on the jacket. I'm good with it. Now, here's the thing. I had on the windbreaker jacket, I'm saying. I didn't see the part about a collar shirt and a sport coat. I wore Rhino's jacket in the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. So that Rhino's not nearly your size.
It's a little guy.
So how did you pull that off? That's the question.
Not that kind of little guy.
I said, keep it like above here and you don't show the cuffs and whatever, but it worked because I had a purple shirt on and he had a black jacket. I was like, purple and black go together. I know that. Boom. I said, just fix this. And the photographer says she can probably fix it. So.
All right, you made it
right.
I did
the best I could.
Can I ask?
I was not privy to that email. I wasn't copied on all of that.
Is anybody out there listening?
Didn't pay attention to it.
So anyway, that would put me in a foul mood because then put everything, so I'm out.
Is there anybody out there listening?
There might be. I can't say one way or another.
Why don't we just leave? I'll take the heat afterwards. Let's just go. I don't want to do this stupid thing.
Let's just get it over with. It's going to take 10, 15 minutes. Just get it over with.
Because
then they're going to make us come back and do it another
radio.
Day.
Radio. Nobody cares.
Oh, you haven't done the pictures yet?
No.
No. I just say let's leave.
That's why we need to play birthdays now and get out of here fairly early. Today is Friday, February the 3rd.
Run.
I'm not going to counsel you on this, but do it. Just ditch. Back door.
Birthdays.
Back exit.
We have a sponsor now. Brought to you by D. Geller & Son, Atlanta's most trusted jeweler since 1939. They bring you birthdays.
I like Mike and his people.
The Daddy Yankee celebrates a birthday today. I don't know if we can play this or not, but we are. This is Gasolina.
This is not all in Espanol.
I have no idea what this is.
You've never heard this one, huh? This was a big hit back in the middle school days.
Who are you asking me whose birthday it is?
This is Daddy Yankee.
Who's that, Little John or Little Wayne?
Daddy Yankee.
53.
Oh, I thought it was like a Pedro Martinez nickname or something. I didn't know what you were.
Maybe they got that from Pedro. Like I said, he's worth $40
million. Oh, really? I don't know. I'll say 40. What did you say, Mooney Cat?
13? I have no idea this. Go off of what Dylan said. What did you say, Dylan? I said 53. 53?
Yeah. 51.
They all lie. 48.
He's 46. Sean Kingston celebrates a birthday. It says here he's only worth $500,000. Does that seem right to you?
Must have lost a lot of money somewhere along the way.
Daddy Yankee's worth $40 million.
Let's say 39.
We are not off to a rousing start in terms of big names.
No.
Sean Kingston, you know. Was he hot for about 3 minutes?
That's about all I remember him.
Who's next, Jamiroquai?
Hey.
That's your wheelhouse?
That was my
heyday,
yeah.
Very interesting. At least you had a prime.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Just a Rocky record.
39.
Is that educated, 39?
No, I don't know.
Does anybody have an educated dart?
43.
31?
Okay. 43.
That's actually not a bad guess, Chuck. He's 33, or virtual Chuck in this instance. Warwick Davis. He was grip.
Willow.
Yeah. And Willow as well, yeah.
Oh.
Worth $10
million. Well,
That might be recent Disney Plus money. Because they took the movie and they're doing a series.
Have you watched it yet?
I pulled the plug.
Oh, it wasn't good. Okay.
No, I'm a, like, Lord of the Rings and everything else. That's not this.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that. I haven't actually watched it yet.
I'm not telling you I'm right. I'm just telling you I watched three episodes.
You're like 6'8".
No. It's the polar opposite,
the
Chuck.
Opposite, yeah.
He's definitely not 6'8". He's like 3'8".
He was Wicket. One of the Ewoks. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
That's a very accurate statement. Yeah. I mean, no one can dispute that.
That's actually correct.
How do you know if it's
62.
Accurate? 62. I say with conviction you know like he did. I don't know.
62.
Oh, that's probably right on the money. I'll say 59. 65.
59.
What do you got, Chuck?
What did you guess, Moneycat?
He was in Return of the Jedi. He was one of the Ewoks. I'm trying to help you. I said 62.
68.
He's 53.
Thank you. Oh, wow. You guys.
It was a young Ewok.
I apologize.
Domino's on a roll.
How do you know he was a young Ewok?
I mean, if he's only 53 now, like that movie didn't came hurt? Out, what, 40 years ago? Yeah.
Nathan Lane's birthday is today.
Look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
I made you short? That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Of course, that's the Birdcage.
A fantastic film. That's funny.
Oh, that was from a movie? I thought Brad.
So you're saying he was just talking there?
Yeah, I thought it was a documentary. Okay.
Open mic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Over lunch one day?
Nathan Lane is pretty legit.
Yep, funny.
Have you seen the producers? The old producers. The Zero Mostel.
68 producers? Yeah, zany, wacky.
That means he hasn't seen it. It was a Mel. It's still a Mel Brooks thing. But you didn't see the movie, though, right?
I know of it, yes.
Yeah. It's hard to do a remake, and they did a remake of the Matthew Broderick, I believe, was coupled up with Nathan Lane in it. And it worked. Still pretty fun.
Robin Williams was in it too, was he not?
No, that was Birdcage.
Oh, he was in Birdcage.
Yeah. Never mind.
Springtime for
Nathan
Hitler.
Lane vehicles mixed up.
Remember, Springtime for Hitler was the big song in the production.
70.
The only thing I know Nathan Lane from is a Family Guy reference.
Lion King.
I didn't know he was in Lion King.
Yeah, he was.
I'm 30 years younger, 76.
No, gosh, I don't think he's that old. He's 66.
He is 67.
Damn.
Let's jump ahead to Marty Jannetty.
I'm going to turn my back to you right now. And if you want to go on your own, then walk off and leave. If you want to stick together and make this thing work, when I turn around, we're going to shake hands.
We need each other. You know that.
Sounds fair to me.
Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Are you kidding? What a despicable act that was.
Through
the glass window of the barbershop.
Jannetty tried to dive through the window to escape. Did you see that?
Are you blind?
What an act of cowardice.
Bobby the Brain Heenan, the best. That's the breakup of the Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Marty's fallen on some rough times. I'm surprised he's still with us.
Who was the Rockers' arch nemesis? I'm sitting over here trying to remember. So,
maybe the British Bulldogs. For
so
a while.
He's the older former pro wrestler who's on hard times.
Yes, he's worth $1 million.
The
he's the only one.
He's the one. That's right. I read about him. I saw. Yeah, I saw some about him.
60 minutes, I think.
The cowardice line is tremendous.
What an act of cowardice.
Nobody sells the way wrestling commentators sell.
Nope. I think he retired to Greenville, South Carolina, opened a dry cleaners.
He might have.
It was Joe Jackson.
It was Joe Jackson, yeah.
Not Joe Jackson, the singer. Shoeless Joe Jackson did that. Joe Jackson, the singer, opened up a bakery in London.
Joe Jackson being able to run a dry cleaning business without being able to read or write. That's impressive.
That's Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Not Mr. Jackson, as in Michael Jackson's father.
Yeah, with all due respect, why would you have
not
to
a real
read
high school
write?
Task. You got to put the person's name on the tags.
No,
when they
not really. It's just the number.
Your wife does.
Just the number. Just
she
the number. Spin it around.
Marty Jannetty, 63.
He's number 58 on the shirt.
Keith Gordon played the son of Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
Yeah.
And he was also the kid in Christine. And I believe the
and it
girl,
went away.
I believe the girl that played his girlfriend in Back to School and in Christine, same actress, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're married with three children now.
That I don't know.
I don't know.
Can't confirm.
And drive a 58 Fury.
What happened? Wasn't he supposed to? I don't remember him being in anything else.
No, I think he then started working behind the camera.
Oh, is that true?
I think so.
Okay. So it's not a sad tale. You don't even know that. You made that up?
No, I mean, I read about him. I don't know if he's still doing it.
Why did you read about him?
Because I wasn't sure who Keith Gordon was.
Oh,
I did research.
Okay.
Is that them today?
Yeah. So you didn't hear the first two episodes?
Listen, Daddy buddy, we Yankee got a sponsor. We got to make things work now.
Sean Kingston?
Got to sell it.
When are you going to catch on? Not a great day for birthdays.
It's been sold,
Jeff.
So we got to sell it.
I thought it was like a buildup. I mean...
No, we don't seem to be there.
You don't start with Afternoon Delight. You...
We could have had a million people in this room. You could have given just this kid's name, this guy's name. Nobody would have known.
He's 62. I'm just going to cut out the.
I thought it was Commissioner Gordon's son.
Dave Davies celebrates a birthday.
Not Ray. Kings.
No, that's his brother, Dave.
They were sort of Oasis before Oasis, weren't they? They didn't get along for a while.
They were the underground between, the Stones and the Beatles, right?
Yeah. It's very tough to be family and be in a band.
The Robinsons.
The Wilsons. Beach Boys. It's because you can't avoid family no matter what.
Oh, I thought you said Carney and Wendy. They're at each other constantly. I thought you were.
Well, even they had to go away from each other.
Yeah.
They split up, too.
Did they?
I think so. I don't know if they talked about it.
I thought it was China Phillips because she was kind of uppity towards them. Like, she was better than them.
Did she want a Belinda Carlisle then?
She was better than them, yes. Okay. And she probably was. See, that's the thing.
With Dave and Ray, we would fight.
What's that?
We would fight. It would get ugly. Very, very ugly.
Are you Dave or Ray right now?
Dave.
Now do Ray.
Ray is more regal.
Oh. Hey, he was the front man.
Yeah.
He had to be. He was the
I was the guy behind the scenes.
What's that?
Would boost up the band. Right?
Right. What'd he say? I think Dave's the older brother, is he not?
That's right.
Okay, sorry, Dave. All right. Dave is 70.
I want what's mine. I want my respect.
I have no idea
if he sounds like
70 is
69.
He does now.
Well, $3.5 million.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Should be more. Some of the rights got stolen.
79.
I'm 76.
Pissed at his brother, I bet you. Somebody's worth more than $3 million.
Yeah, probably Ray.
If he's worth $3 million, somebody's worth more.
Ask Ray how many songs I didn't get credit for.
That went into Forrest Gump.
I think your problem is.
Yeah, I'm starting to. Yeah.
Was that Dave in a car wreck? Or was
I don't know.
I think the problem
was
why you don't have enough money is they didn't understand you in court when you were suing people.
Maybe. Dennis Edwards from The Temptations. He replaced the original lead singers, Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin. And they made this, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
So what's he worth if he replaced the two guys who did the work?
Well, he's not worth anything now, but when he passed away, he was worth $5 million.
Oh,
rest in peace.
Thanks, Buck. Edwards family would appreciate hearing that.
Hey, Temptation and three other guys sang at halftime of a Falcons game.
Well, of the original Temptations are dead.
Well, no, this was like 20 years ago. There was one Temptation, and then like three guys in their 30s, and I was like,
Ladies and gentlemen. For your halftime pleasure.
They called them the Temptations. They called them the Temptations.
The Temptation.
I was like, the guy with the walker, I'm going to assume.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Temptation.
There's no more plural.
And other guys.
They sang. They sounded good.
Okay. Well,
it wasn't them.
Yeah, they have to do the numbers.
He passed away in 2018.
Could have been him.
Car accident?
Meningitis, Mike.
Oh. That could have spread.
I didn't know he was dead. I didn't know that.
He didn't even have to.
He's been dead for a while.
I didn't even have to.
Mike.
Let him rest in peace.
He would have been 87.
He would have been 80. Yeah. John Fiedler.
What was that? Pooh?
My tummy rumbled.
Voice of
Come
Piglet.
Come on, let's go home.
But Pooh, do you know the way?
No, Piglet, but there are 12 pots of honey in my cupboard, and they have been calling to my tummy.
Now, how long has he been dead?
Let's see. He passed away. He was also on the old Bob Newhart show.
Granted, I'm not good at this game.
After today, Mooneyham's birthday better be on this list.
He passed away in 2005. Just gave me a reason to use some Winnie the Pooh audio.
So this is the voice of Piglet?
Voice of Piglet.
Person who passed away?
Mm-hmm.
82.
What do you think he made being the voice of Piglet?
I don't know.
I don't have his worth.
It's not going to be a high number.
No.
Right.
It's not in those days.
No.
It's not Eddie Murphy Shrek money.
Right.
There's a guy Brett Iwan. Look up Brett Iwan. Iwan. Has he been the voice of Mickey Mouse maybe for a long time? There's only been like three people who have done Mickey Mouse. It's sort of like
Walt
the Steelers.
Disney was the first, right?
It's sort of like the Steelers' head coaching job. There aren't a lot of them. What's that?
Hey,
Walt.
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Mickey. Good
Brett's
to see you.
Brett's net worth was $13 million.
You know what they say about big gloved hands, don't you?
And he was the voice of Mickey Mouse, was he not?
He was, but he's dead.
Oh, he's dead now?
Not Mickey, Brett.
Damn.
John Fiedler would have been 98.
Mickey's 100. Looks pretty good for him.
Finally, Shelley Berman.
She died? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
When did she die?
The funeral was on Monday.
Funeral?
The father.
Why wasn't I at the funeral? Why didn't you call me?
You She told me not to bother you. You know.
She told you not to bother me? What is that? What's that supposed to mean?
You were in New York. You were busy.
So what? What do you mean I was busy? You give me a call. You didn't call me?
You didn't call me
to tell me my mother
died? The last word she said to me, anything happens to me, you don't bother Larry.
I love this ties into what we were talking about yesterday.
Great character. Shelley would have been 98 years old.
I think 72 now. No.
Pretty Boy Floyd was born on this date. He would have been 119. They shot him, so he's no longer with us.
Well, he was supposed to be shot, right?
Yeah.
He was a bad guy.
And Sidney Lanier was born on this date in 1881.
Oh, what?
Died in 1881 on this date. He is the Lake Lanier namesake.
Oh. Does that do anything for you, by the way? Getting a lake named after you?
The tuberculosis got him.
The most cursed lake in the entire state?
Yeah.
Three separate high schools in the state at some point have been named after him. Two of them gone.
What did he
they
do?
The people who go into Lake Lanier.
This game
he was
gone.
The Marshes of Glen, other stuff?
That was the nickname of the Macon school, the Lanier Poets.
Oh.
Domino,
oh,
really? You want a school named after you, Domino? A street? Anything
Too
like
much
that?
Pressure. The problem is you do something wrong, they can take it away.
Chris Domino Way.
Well, you won't be here when they name the school, though. More times than not, it's after you're gone, so there's no pressure.
Yeah, too much.
For a statue?
Area may be named the Chris Domino Bullpen area.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Thank you. Maybe this seat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just leave it empty. Put plexiglass around it.
Then they dig into your old tweets and take it away.
Right, exactly. With my stack of papers. Here's what I would like when I go. Have my stack of papers strewn out over here. Mm-hmm. My phone charger
just
over
here. Just leave it as is.
Yeah, as is.
Like Thurman Munson's locker.
Plexiglass.
Yeah.
Just put plexiglass.
That's why you write in code, right? That way they can never go back and read the things that you wrote down.
A thousand years from now, people are going to find my books and they're going to go, must be important.
People are going to study that. All right, we got to go. We're out of time. All right, very good.
Right, Boyd, are you with
and
me?
Let's Brandon just, Joseph. I mean, you can give it a whirl. I feel like we got to stop back there. People are waiting for us now. I want to thank Derek Thomas and Matt Lear.
I got to be honest. I like the old version of you sometimes.
I know.
This new version of you, look at me, I'm a company man.
I've surrendered.
You mean you don't like the mature version of Michelini?
The responsible version, the employed version. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah. We are back Monday at 11. Domino and Cellini on the
married
fan.
Version.
680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.